Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the explanation of the ayat from Surah Dahr with regards to the drinks and other favors that the people of Jannah will enjoy. The one part of the ayat which says, لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا. We wish for no reward or thanks. It means that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum did not like to have any type of reward at all for their good deeds in this life, even in the form of dua or thanks. They wanted the total reward in the Akhirah. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha and Hazrat Salima radiallahu anha gave instructions to the person who took their sadaqah to the poor to quietly listen to what they said, what the poor said after receiving it. When the poor made dua for the respected ladies, they used to make the same kind of dua, etc. for the poor, saying that this dua was in return for the dua that the poor had made, so that the sadaqah will remain only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the akhirah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu and his son Abdullah radiallahu anhu also did the same. Zainul Abideen rahimahullah said that if the giver of sadaqah waits for the poor person to come to him, that would not be real generosity. The truly generous person is he who completes his duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by going himself to the doors of the poor people, and he does not expect any thanks for that because he hopes for the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next portion of the ayat which speaks about the bunches of the fruits of Jannah obeying their commands, it means that they will reach whenever and wherever the people of Jannah wish them to reach. Bara bin Azib radiallahu anhu says that the people of Jannah will be able to eat the fruit as they wish while sitting, standing or lying down. Mujahid rahimahullah says, if they wish to have fruit while standing, the bunch would bend and appear in front of them, just within their reach. It would bend lower if they wish to eat it while sitting, and it would bend still lower if they like to eat it while lying down. He also said, the ground of Jannah is made of silver, its dust is musk, the roots of its trees are made of gold, their branches and leaves are made of pearls and jasper, with the fruit hanging in between them. If the people of Jannah would like to eat the fruit while standing, they would have no problems in reaching for it. If they wish to have it while sitting or leaning on their beds, it would bend down for them. The next part of the ayat which speaks about such crystal that is of silver, It means that the silver will be clear, see-through like glass. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that in this life, if silver had to be as thin as a fly's wing, we will still not be able to see through it. But in Jannah, the silver cups will be clear. Qatada rahimahullah says that if all the experts in the entire world work together to make a see-through cup of this type, they will fail to do so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.